Universities in the state of Washington are scrambling to respond to President Trump's executive order on immigration. It bans some people from 7 countries, including Iraq and Syria, from entering the U.S. for 90 days. More from KUOW's David Hyde.
At the University of Washington, more than a dozen scholars and just under 100 international students are affected by President Trump's travel ban. People report feeling afraid, cut off from family back home, in some instances, stuck abroad. And
it really does have a dampening effect on faculty, students and staff whom we know to have previously planned to attend international conferences and give presentations.
Jeff Riedinger is vice president for global affairs at the University of Washington. At Seattle Pacific University, fewer students are from the 7 banned countries. But Nate Mute, vice president for enrollment management, describes a chilling effect, with many more international students feeling in a state of limbo, wondering,
if this could happen now, what does this mean if I were to be traveling for, you know, research or study abroad? Or if I'm trying to come back into the country as someone who had a clear visa, will I be detained and not be allowed in?
At Washington State University, more than 100 students are from the 7 banned countries. And like other universities in Washington State, it's advising them to cancel all travel in or out of the United States for now. In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.